Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard, Bo Duke, with us live. I just talked to him a couple minutes ago, so he's going to be joining us from a little recreation that he's having right now. And we're going to be talking about the accusation thrown at him that he was calling for Biden's hanging. I don't know where to go with it right now because I'm getting new information as we talk, but we're just going to throw that out, and then we're going to put the law up against it and show us, and history up against it, to show us how we're supposed to deal with it in such a time as this. Does there need to be a violent response? No. We need reformation, but that's when the people are the law. If the people fail to be the law, which brings peace, I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have injustice, and sooner or later you're going to have domestic insurrection. And obviously, that's what they're trying to create here. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. This is what we see all day long. Case in point, okay? We'll get to John in just a couple minutes. But case in point, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. How about we do this? How about we go to Klaus Schwab and ask him for a bunch of students of his? And what we'll do is we'll just put them up in the American media under the guise of being you know, not non-bias in what they're reporting. No, what we're going to do is we'll sell them to the people as freedom fighters like Nikki Haley and others, as you all the well know because you just heard this. And then what we'll do is we'll try to get them to treat politics like it's a football game. What are you talking about? Did you just hear this a moment ago, folks? Donald Trump now, because Nikki Haley is out of this little pro-rascaling, because that's what it is, a bunch of rascals is what they are. But this pro-wrestling, these clowns in the circus of politics, isn't it interesting that Donald Trump is now asking Nikki Haley to jump on board his campaign? Wait a second. You just got done doing nothing but cutting down Nikki Haley for the wrong things that she's done, in many cases unlawful things that she's done, which defines out to be criminal. And Nikki Haley did the same thing with Donald Trump. Now that she has succumbed and she made her $6 million off the foolishness of those that would take heed to a thing that she had to say, it's interesting how they want to come together now. See, they just want to put away their differences. Folks, this is leading and controlling the opposition. And they're trying to take the two ways and they're trying to make them meet as one, regardless of their differences, like in sports. No, this isn't sports, folks. I remember a guy a long time ago, I'm guessing 5-6 years ago, had said on one of his broadcasts, listen, what's going on right now, it's nothing personal concerning treasonous acts by the said president during that time. And I said, what do you mean nothing personal, dude? I said, do you know how many men fought, bled, and died fighting in third world countries, standing up against guys like that, and it's nothing personal? Was it your son that fought, bled, and died? Was it your father that fought, bled, and died? Was it your uncle, your grandpa? Was it your neighbors? Was it your cousins? Was it your kin or relatives? And if it wasn't, then you know what? You need to zip it there. Because the fact of the matter is, this is a blood-bought nation, folks. And I'm putting this into perspective of 2 Corinthians 5:15 as well. But I do want you to understand that, folks, you need to set aside in your mind and understand that politics and sports are not the same. This isn't a football game. We're talking about our freedoms, and we're talking about these controlled operatives that have been put into play to do what? To steal away our God-given rights. And I do want you to consider that too many men in this country, because I come from a military family, have fought, bled, and died fighting against the very things that you're being conditioned to succumb to, and I'm not going to have any of it. That's what defines a patriot. Webster's 1828 is what? To uphold dying laws, not to just allow anybody to stand or sit in incumbents to go ahead and do the things that they want to do. No, we're not going to do that, folks. So with that said, folks, what I want to do is I want to tee this up because, again, we got Dukes of Hazzard's John Schneider on with us in just a moment concerning the allegations of calling for Biden's hanging. And what we're going to do is I'm going to play this video for you. It's from Entertainment Tonight. And I'm just, again, I'm a little confused, but we're going to get the issue straight once we get John up here in just a couple minutes. And, again, let's go ahead and view this for a moment to see what's going down concerning these accusations.
John Schneider denying he threatened Joe Biden, telling ET in a statement, "I absolutely did not call for an act of violence toward the president." After screenshots of a now-deleted tweet show the actor saying Biden should be publicly hung, which Schneider posted just hours after his elimination on season 10 of The Masked Singer.
"I have always considered myself a singer who will act for food."
And now Deadline reports the Secret Service is investigating the comments from Schneider, who fires back in his statement with,
"Guys, we'll see you up at the turn,"
before asking people to
"We'll see you at the next show. I've got to talk on this thing. Thank you."
And it's unclear if Schneider refers to a separate social media post, but in screenshots of his tweet, he writes, "Mr. President, I believe you are guilty of treason and should be publicly hung. Your son, too."
Congratulations, Cal. Congratulations.
Days after coming in second as the donut on the reality competition series, Schneider says, "Despite headlines claiming otherwise, I absolutely did not call for an act of violence."
"I'm honored to be here. I know that my bride would be delighted."
Ahead of the controversy, Schneider got emotional about his late wife Alicia on the season finale of The Masked Singer. She died in February after losing her battle with breast cancer.
"Yeah, it's real life, and it's the ugly part. And the big ugly part for me is I don't know why it's there. I feel like I've been diagnosed with some kind of cancer, and no one will tell me what it is, or why it is, or where it is. And I'll get through it because of Alicia."
So that's why it's still so fresh.
As for the Secret Service probe, the law enforcement agency tells Deadline they don't comment on protective matters, but they're aware of Schneider's comments, and the Secret Service investigates all threats related to our protectees.
Oh, my goodness. Did we just see that, friends? Is this some sort of sick joke? The Secret Service investigates all threats related to our protectees? Okay. Hey, folks, just believe it, because that's what they want. Sad to say 94% of the American people don't, and that's why we're pulling up John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard in just a moment here. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back to the other side of this break with John Schneider.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. I just want to get to this real quick. We have a Dukes of Hazzard's John Schneider with us right now. And according to Fox8Live.com, he allegedly called for Biden's hanging in social media posts. And so what I wanted to do, folks, as you all well know how this works here, because they do this to us all the time here, we want to get the guy up so we can ask him for ourselves. John, thanks for joining us with such short notice, and I totally appreciate it. I really do.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is interesting times, you know.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what they do all the time is it's kind of the sin of omission. You know, they know they're taking things out of context. They know what they're doing. They just don't care, and they don't think anybody is ever going to call them on it. But, you know, once you've said something like that, let me explain. I believe that people who are guilty of treason, it's still on the books. If you are tried for treason, if you or I were tried for treason, one of the remedies for that is hanging.
That's right.
I'm still on the books. So it's okay for me to believe, and here's why I believe, that many people in our current administration are guilty of treason, because their number one job, as I understand it, and it's okay for me to understand in this country, and it's okay for everyone listening and watching, it's okay for you to understand and formulate your own opinions, because we live in a free country. Okay, I believe the number one job, the number one responsibility of our administration, to include the president, is to protect us, to protect our country. That's what you are doing when you secure our borders. So there's a difference between doing a bad job. You can't really get upset for somebody doing a bad job. You just vote differently the next time, right? Well, I'm going to vote the same way the next time. And it's not for Biden. But If you refuse protection, my understanding in the military is if you refuse protection, if you refuse to carry out the orders you have been given, then you are, in fact, guilty of treason. I believe Mayorkas is refusing to do his job. I believe that Biden, with regard to the southern border, is refusing to do his job. And there's a difference. There's a difference. So that's why I said what I said, because he had come out and there's this what I believe is nonsense, talking about how the border crisis was something that he was left by the previous administration. We all know that's not true.
Yeah, right.
We all do.
Yeah, John, let me add something to this, because I've already got all this pulled up, so you're kind of bleeding right into the conversation that I wanted to have. We're free because we obey the law, and we're a nation and an empire of laws. Without law, we lose our freedoms. And that's what they're doing, is eradicating law, and they're making it a free-for-all. I think when you're talking about Mayorkas, and I believe more than anything, when you're talking about the current administration, starting with Joe Biden, they are doing their job. And they're working against the American people on the behest of special interest groups. I mean, when you open up our borders and you advocate by alluring in illegals, military-age men across the borders that are creating right. crimes against us, that is the definition of treason, my friend. And it's found in Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And what you are referencing to right now is Cornell law. It is 18 U.S.C. 2381, and that's exactly, shall suffer death is the consequence of committing the act of treason. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm curious, though, because I'm a little confused by this ad or this little hit piece, in part by that of the video that I just showed you. Now, I don't know exactly who it was, but they were kind of demeaning what you were saying, trying to mock what you were saying a little bit, and then you denied it. Did you say it? Didn't you say it? Or how does it play out in the truth?
I said I believe that you are guilty of treason. That's what I said, and I have the right to believe that. By the way, I want to back up on one thing you said. They are doing their plan. I do not believe they're doing their job. Their job, by definition, is to protect the people.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
They do have a plan, which I don't think includes protecting the people of the United States of America, and they are working their plan very well. Otherwise, we have to believe that they are, of all people, most inept. And as much as I would like to believe that, I don't believe that, because they've gotten very, very far. So they can't be that inept. They have to be planning their work and working their plan. But sadly, their constituency is not part of that plan, at least as far as I can tell. And with the State of the Union the other night, which was really the most threatening thing I've ever seen, and the most divisive speech I've ever seen. You know, we have a real issue here. So I say all this so that this is no longer somebody else's problem, folks. We have got to vote in such number, with such strength in November, that even their shenanigans won't win again.
Yeah, let me add this.
We've got to do that. It's not somebody. It's not like, well, you know, my neighbors are going to vote, so I'm not going to go. No, you need to vote.
Yeah,
you need to bring the people who are going to vote as well.
Okay, so I agree with your assessment. I agree with everything that we're talking about right now. Now, this is one thing that I think people are being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, as it talks about in Hosea 4:6. When we look at Article 2, Section 4, it tells us for the smallest of infractions, if the president, anybody incumbent in office, in the halls of government, in any capacity, John, if they lie to us, they again violate with the smallest jot or tittle their oath that they swore to uphold the enumerated laws, if they violate that, they're to be impeached, Article 2, Section 4. Once they're impeached, they're supposed to be prosecuted, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So I guess what I'm going back to is to suggest that we just have to vote them out, then just gives Joe Biden and the next guy that comes into office a pass to go ahead and attack the American people once again. What say you?
Oh, no, we can't give them a pass to attack the American people. We can't ever do that.
Amen.
I mean, it is a government by the people and for the people, not a people by the government and for the government. So we've lost sight of that, or they've lost sight of that. And we you know, they're very clever because we've all been so busy trying to pay for gas, trying to pay pay double for everything that we've got, that we can't afford to pay attention. You know, my grandfather used to say, "I'm so poor, I can't afford to pay attention." They've made it so we can't pay attention. And I think by the way that where it said I denied it, they had used another word. They had used a word. There's a difference between a hanging and a lynch mob. Okay, I am not in favor of a lynch mob. I am not in favor in any regard, ever will be in favor of the word assassination. That's what the fake news and the sensational news said I said, and I absolutely did not. I am a, like it or not, I am a rule follower.
Amen. Same here. We want reformation is what we want, John. The rule of law.
We're held together by one of the greatest documents since the Bible, and that is the Constitution.
Amen.
We have octogenarians who are teaching teenagers that the Constitution is an antiquated document that needs to be replaced. So as far as I can tell, this is the first time that an older generation has intentionally deceived a younger generation. You know, younger generations, we usually just, because I remember I was one once, and we used to just go out, you know, we'd try new things and we'd get a lot of things wrong. And the older generation go, well, you know, I was young once too. But no, this to me, mm-hmm. with revisionist history, with the racism that they're teaching everybody, systemic racism, and how America's bad, bad, bad. This is all an intentional plan. It must be. It must be. And it's weakening our youth. If you weaken our youth, then eventually we're going to lose the country.
Yep, I got you. I got you for two more minutes, John. And again, I appreciate you jumping on here real quick. I do want to ask you, what has been the response? Has there been any fallout? Have you been getting, actually, I think a lot of times when they attack guys like you, myself, and others that are willing to stand up and tell the truth in the face of the mainstream media, it makes us more popular. What's been the fallout? I'm curious.
There's been no fallout. It's good. Everybody that I know, of course, you know, I hang around with people who agree with me. Who doesn't, right?
Amen.
You know, so the hate mail that I got is from people I don't really pay much attention to anyway. But the long and the short of it is, if you examine what I said was in no way a threat of any kind. I spoke about something I believe, and I believe the remedy for that is thus and so. So there was no visit. The government has got a lot more important things to do than come and attack a non-threat. It's non-threatened. They know I'm non-threatened, but I'm pretty smart, so I will speak what's on my mind.
Amen. I totally appreciate it. I'm out of time, brother. I totally appreciate you, John Schneider. You go ahead and keep going on with your bad self. We totally appreciate you. And again, folks, we got John Schneider here. Thank you, sir. We're going to take a
quick... JohnSchneiderStudios.com.
JohnSchneiderStudios.com, he wants you to know. Yep, you're welcome. Thank you, bro.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. TikTok users are inundating members of Congress with phone calls, urging them to oppose a bill that might lead to the eventual prohibition of TikTok in the United States. USA's John Schaefer has the story.
TikTok has raised alarms about the potential shutdown of the Chinese-owned app due to national security concerns. The platform is now directing users to contact their representatives in Congress, urging them to vote against the bill.
For anyone who says they know a person who would give anything, even a finger or toe, to make it to the game, some Kansas City Chiefs fans actually might have this past January. During a playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium between the Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins, nighttime wind chills dipped to more than 20 below zero, and some fans suffered frostbite. Now, about a dozen of them are being told by doctors to schedule amputation procedures. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We just had John Schneider, Bo Duke from Dukes of Hazzard on the show with us. He was accused of calling for the hanging of Joe Biden. I got a little confused about it because I watched a piece, and I just dug that resource up as well, and that was E.T., and they're a propaganda outlet as well. And I played the video during the first segment, so that was new to me while I was watching it, and I just noticed it right before John came up. So that's why I said I was a little confused about what was going on. What did you say? What didn't you say? And folks, that's what we do here. We want to go right to the person, and we want to ask them the truth of the matter, because like I was sharing with John, and I'm sharing with you, my friends and listeners and viewers, people need to understand that the media has its own narrative. It's untrue. Whatever fits the narrative is fine. Whatever goes against the narrative, they got to twist it to try to make you out to be a domestic terrorist or an enemy to the state. I shouldn't get a shirt that says enemy to the state because I'm not going along with their little game. Not a safe place to put yourself in the face of the Lord in any sense of the word. Well, that's what John just got done telling us, folks. That's not what I said. But what I am saying is that there is lawful recourse for the act of treason. And what he was referencing, friends, I had it all pulled up before he even said it, was 18 U.S.C. And 2381. What does it say? This is the consequence for the act of treason. Okay? This is what it says. States that a person guilty of treason against the United States shall suffer death. Here, I want to go back. I want to give you a little history so you can understand your history. And also understand, folks, that our forefathers did not tolerate any sense of treason. In any sense of the word, they didn't tolerate it. The American people have somehow submitted themselves to such acts in believing within themselves that the government can do it, but the people better not. Well, that's good. We obey the law, but if in truth we were obeying the law, there would be peace within our country, but there isn't because we're not law abiders before the Lord. The American people have become lawbreakers. And how do I know that? Well, look at the reflection of the American people. Joe Biden, his treasonous acts, what people put up as political idols in America today. It's honestly, truly bewildering. It's astonishing. And astonishing is the word. It truly is. I want you to listen to this. There's a true story told of Major Andre. This is at the beginning. At the very offset of our forefathers and what it is that they established, this is one of the happenings. Major Andre had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty, and by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. Why? For treason. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the law of nations, be put to death. And on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. Well, guess what? In the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice, speaking of George Washington, was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant of the one that committed the act of treason, Major Andre. His feelings of compassion after signing the death warrant, speaking again of George Washington, his feelings of compassion and compassion in the fact that when he did it, signed the death warrant, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act of treason went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. Justice had to be satisfied, which is the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. However, every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. Now, I know many people, because of the false gospel and them drinking it in today, they would say, well, mercy rejoiceth over judgment. Yes, to the repentant, to those that are sorry for their sin. Major Andre, I can almost rest assured he was sorry, and the only thing that he was sorry for was the fact that he got caught. But what I want you to see here, friends, is we used to obey the statutes of the Most High God in this country. And when we did that, the Lord said he would establish righteousness and peace within the land, Isaiah 51:4, because they obeyed it. And they used to run off of, friends, ecclesiastical law, canon law, the Torah, okay? The Decalogue. Go to Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13 as well. See, that's a thing of the past in the American people's minds, and then they wonder why they're getting the results that they're getting. And the fact of the matter, again, friends, is the fact that when you have 329.5 million people that are okay with the administration, and if they weren't, then why is he still there? What we just heard John say is, listen, I wasn't calling for an act of violence. No, I'm calling for the enforcement of the law. That is called reformation. And what he's saying is he must be held accountable for his crimes of treason against the American people. So what did the mainstream media do? They came out and they put words in his mouth. What did they say? John Snyder calling for what? The hanging in social media posts prompting Secret Service probe. What a joke. What an absolute joke. This is what they do. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to incriminate in the minds of the American people John Schneider for actually calling forth the right response to the crimes committed by none other than criminal Joe Biden. Americans, let me go over to the Secret Service as well, because we covered a little bit of this, but you need to understand the Secret Service is not so much there to protect the said President of the United States of America. They're there to watch over him, to keep him in line concerning the people that they're working for when it comes to the Treasury, because that's who runs the Secret Service, in keeping the President in line with their interests. That's what Joe Biden is. He's a pawn. He's a plant. Just like everybody else that's being put up in front of your faces right now. But let's go back to this. So the law calls for the consequence, the suffering of death. That's the rule of law. If you want peace, then you better enforce the law. If you don't want peace, go ahead. Let them throw off the law and act like tyrants arbitrarily doing what they want to do. Here, I had written this out. I want you to think about this. Joe Biden, aiding and abetting, that's found particularly in great specificity in Article 3, Section 3. That is the definition of treason. This is what Joe Biden has done. Okay? He's committed the act of aiding and abetting enemy. Within, how? Well, this is just the tip of the iceberg, and I'm not going to spend the rest of the hour of the show highlighting all of his crimes, but this is just a little bit, okay? Just a little bit concerning in highlighting the crimes that this man, this devil, has created, John 8:44. He's alluring illegal immigrants into America. He's attacking law enforcers. That's what he's doing. He's attacking law enforcers, those that mean to protect the borders. This criminal administration, this treasonous administration, is attacking those that are keeping you safe, Americans. I want to say it again. This criminal administration is attacking those that are enforcing the law and keeping you safe and preserving your liberties. Do you not understand that? This is also the same administration that has stolen how much money? I mean, folks, here, let me just do this. I want to do this because it's a live show right now. Money to Ukraine from America. And this, and by the way, Ukraine, this Zelensky, you all know, friends, he's a sodomite, he's a comedian, and he's an actor. And before we knew it, he became the said president of Ukraine. He's also a known Nazi. He's also a sodomite. Okay? And what they're doing is they're stealing your money through these omnibus bills, pushing them on the American people. $75 billion of your tax dollars have been stolen from this current administration and given to Ukraine. Okay? That's called theft, which is another act of treason because they're arming that country. Okay? Then you also have advocating what our laws clearly condemn when it comes to the sodomite agenda, the murder of innocent babies. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17, going back to sodomy, Jude 1:7. Folks, the American people as being accomplices in tolerating the crimes of this current administration, I do want you to understand that you are inviting and daring the justice of heaven upon us. And you can rest assured things are coming and they're going to get worse. Okay? This guy's also a known pedophile. He committed the act of plagiarism back in 1988. He was kicked off the presidential campaign. So I got a question for you. Who's the law abider here? And who's the law breaker here? John's agreeing with the law that keeps us safe and protects us from criminal conduct. And then we have on the other side the guy committing the act of treason, which is a punishable by death violation and transgression of American law. I don't understand what the issue is. But notice the mainstream media and their useful idiots come in. They have to switch the narrative. They do this to me all the time. They switch the narrative to fit their narrative and in hopes of incriminating me in the minds of the people. It's exactly what they did to John Schneider. Okay? And I'm not, hey folks, if someone's going to take the shots with me, I'm going to stand and I'm going to help him shield himself for the next attack. That's called a brother in arms, folks, and that's what real Christianity does. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elko, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so if you want to make this the rest of your show, we got one segment left. If you want to go ahead and add to take away, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also on social media platforms, I want to show you something in just a second here. Sons of Liberty Media, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of that page, subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. Look at this. I mean, this is how, do you understand what they're doing is inverting the truth with the lie? And it's happening because the people let it. Going back to the conversation we just had with John Schneider, Bo Duke from Dukes of Hazzard, I've had several conversations with him. That's the first face-to-face. And with this, friends, he was willing to stand up and tell the American people what needed to be said. He's committed the act of treason. It's not like he just lied once, folks, and that's enough. If you ask President Johnson back in the 1800s, did you know that he went over the top of Congress, which is the voice of the people, And he went and put in the Secretary of War of his choice without allowing the people to tell him which one. Did you know that he was impeached for that? My goodness, folks. Again, you have 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers what you have allowed your country to become. What are you going to say? Here, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say. The Lord told us to do it this way, and the people need to come together and do it His way. Period. We need to impeach him and prosecute him. And once he's prosecuted, he's going to be found guilty of treason. And there is consequences for treason, folks. Isn't it interesting how you hear all day long from the mainstream media how all the peasants throughout the land, they're guilty of this, that, and the other thing? But when it comes to the said criminal, treasonous criminal in the People's White House, isn't it interesting how he gets a pass by all of those useful idiots that are accomplices to the crimes that he's committing, as if to suggest they're not in the same country? Oh, how little they know of their own history. Oh, how little they know of history. They're called useful idiots for a reason. You might want to look that up, you useful idiots. You're traitors to your country. You're committing the act of treason by defending and trying to cover for the crimes of these conspirators. Jeremiah 11:9. Oh, and I wanted to say this too. When I said that Mayorkas and that of Joe Biden were doing their job, my point that I was simply trying to make was that they're not working for the American people. We already know that. They're working for special interest groups. You know it, and I know it. Okay? And what John said was true too. He said, hey, listen, he's not doing his job. He's not upholding his sworn oath. You're right. There's consequence for that as well. But let me go to this. I want you to see this. The Secret Service, listen carefully. The Secret Service investigates all threats related to our protectees. Anybody jacked about that? Do you understand what they're saying? They're calling Joe Biden and this current treasonous administration as your protectees. And if anybody threatens those protectees, we're going to investigate it. Well, if they were really doing their job, do you think there would be a Joe Biden there? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do you think that there would be a bunch of men dressed as women as the heads of your military branches throughout the country? Absolutely not. If they were doing their job, Americans, just look at this in comparison to Hitler's day and what Hitler's subordinates did, because Hitler didn't pull the trigger, they would all say that they're just doing their job. No, if you're doing your job, the abortion clinics would be shut down, and all those said doctors, as they like to be called, that murder children in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, and that of Exodus 2013, every single one of them would be held accountable for the crime of murder. And what's the consequence? Go back to God's statutes, Numbers 35:33. Without them, this is what we get. Just think about this, folks. All this advocation for the whole sodomite agenda across the boards. Isn't it interesting how they're advocating what God's law and our laws condemn in this country? What are the people doing? Nothing. They're just, you know what they do? They make fun of Joe Biden. They laugh at Joe Biden. Here, let me tell you this, guys. The joke's on you. You go ahead and call Joe Biden anything that you want. You better keep in mind, you're allowing him to hold that helm. That's steering your country directly into the hell that America deserves. Now, I'm not talking about the innocent. I'm talking about the guilty. I'm talking about the older generation that allows it to go on. And I see this all day long on media scrolls. I see this all day long on memes, how they make light concerning the issues that are taking place in this country. It reminds me of you're being burned up on every side, but you lay it not to heart. Did you know that God judges nations because of that? I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do. So here we are. Again, we have how many new people online right now? The lines are wide open. You had several calls. When John was on there, I couldn't take you. If you'd like to add to this, we got about 5 minutes left of the show. If not, I'm going to move on. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you what's going into play right now because of America. Hey, listen, it tells us clearly, and I want to read it to you. them that will let, will until they be taken out of the way. For all of you that are just going on and giving this a pass, I want you to keep in mind those that are just accomplices to the crime, those that are adding strength to more tyranny. I do want you to understand that it tells us in 2 Thessalonians 2:7 and 8, for the mystery of lawlessness doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Wow. Until the person that allowed it to happen be taken away. Wow. See, that's the importance of God's judgment, because that's what guards our liberty. But you can't have the judgment if you don't know the law, and therein is why people are being destroyed. You're not going to know righteousness and peace within the gate if you don't know law and judgment. Okay? And again, if you look at Isaiah 26, verse 9, what does it tell all of us? If we want to preserve what it is that the Lord bestowed upon us over 250 years ago, what do we have to do? Well, Isaiah 26, 9 comes to my aid, second part of the scripture. What does it say? It says, when his judgments are in the earth, the Lord's, through the church, Deuteronomy 4, 6, the people of the earth will learn righteousness. You have another, highlighting another crime and a treasonous act being committed by this administration. Going back to January 6th, you have this current administration, with the help of Donald Trump, don't fool yourselves into believing otherwise. He's the one that allured them. Then they were led to D.C. They were allured to D.C. They were led to the Capitol building. Then they were entrapped by the paid provocateurs. And then they were accused of the crimes of the provocateurs. What was the message? How dare you stand up against us? Because if you do, we're going to send all these alpha organizations that are, they want you to believe they're just doing their job and they just got families to take care of. So what they're going to do is they're going to violate the rule of law and submitting themselves to a tyrant that at the end of the day will take them out when he's done with them. And they haven't figured that out yet. Okay, that's good. That's just the warning here, right? But look at the American people have allowed to happen over the last 3.5 years. And it goes way back before what's going on in the present today. But just highlighting what's going on in the present concerning the topic in which we were talking about with John Snyder today. All of this is being encouraged by the bad guys. All of this, the American people are encouraging the bad guys. And when I say adding strength to tyranny, this is what I'm talking about. Did you know that it's now going this far? And I'll probably bring this up tomorrow because I only have 1 minute left. Did you see this? And I've blown this trumpet 1,000 times. If you don't deal with them, they are going to incriminate you. Well, you're already seeing that. This is the Liberty Sentinel. Look what it says right here. Send your neighbor to prison for wrong speak. Get $2,000 from taxpayers in the state of Washington. I wonder if the taxpayers in the state of Washington know that their said representative limited government. I wonder if they know that the government and the state are taking authority that was never given to them, and they are usurping their authority by acting out in such a fashion, by stealing their money and then paying off people that dare speak out against the state in their crimes. This is what's happening. This is where it's going. I was talking to a friend earlier as we close here, and I told him, I said, you know, the problem I have with what's going on in this country is the innocent are going to go with the guilty. And I have a problem with that. And that's what I want to prevent. I want to deal with the guilty while we have time to do it, and we still have that time. What are you doing with the gift of freedom, friends, because you still have it? Talk to you in 23. See ya.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.